And Father, you are the Almighty, the one that made the heavens and the earth. You have no rival. You are the eternal one. Lord, whatever you decree will come to pass. In the house of your servant Abraham, where you renew the promise you made unto them, it sounds funny to Sarah. And how can this be? For many years ago, we had ceased to believe it together as husband and wife as a result of old age. But Sarah did not know that the eternal one does not age. And when you said, why did Sarah laugh? She was afraid. She ran out and said, I did not laugh. And the prophet said, that would have been the head of Sarah, telling God to his face that he was lying. But Sarah could not die because he was part of Abraham. And also Isaac must be born by Sarah, because thus says the Lord, must not fail. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. We have come again for this little time. We pray, O God, that you will still meet with us at the point of our needs. Thank you, Father. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for rebuke, for correction, for instruction to righteousness, so that the man of God, the woman of God, the boy of God, the girl of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Lord, that is what we are called for again tonight. Help us. Thank you, Father. Bless your servant that you have used to lead the songs. Take all the glory and honor. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Remember, this thing came to me several times when I was saying, I don't know why I didn't mention it. I want to say it. Remember this message. What this message says is that, come out of her, my people. Come out of denomination. You cannot put one leg in Malachi 4 and another leg in denomination. God said, come out. It's up to you. If you think you can serve God and mammon, you go ahead and do. Choice is a great thing. The prophet said your eternal destination is a choice. Sure, Thomas will be. That's what he said. Your eternal destination is a choice. You might be having friends in denomination that pull you there. Sometimes we don't see you. Say you know that you stay at home, you are denomination. So time will come out. God said, come out of her. You get contaminated in that place. Do you know if God knows that the denomination have what it takes to make the rapture? He will send the rapture. He will not. It will be a waste of time. That is why we believe outright that there is no eighth messenger. Because what all we have need of, but Abraham has given us. What else do we need? The prophet said, when the seeds were revealed, he said the Bible becomes a new book. Kill our two faith. But go give them a lot of people who ask you to. May God help us. You see, people that are, I'm sorry for keeping you study. You will sit down for the next 1 hour. Be here with me. I'm also studying. Amen. You see, what I'm saying is that people that are talking about the eighth messenger, it is simply because they don't have revelation of the message. If you believe that Abraham was the seventh messenger, and Jesus Christ in Revelation chapter 1 told us he was standing in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. On his right hand were seven stars. Jesu Furai, no interpreter. The seven stars are the seven angels to the seven churches. How can I too fair? If you divide one by one, this board, if you say make it, if you bring seven, you say, okay, you have to divide this sea into seven places. Put seven here, put seven. In a war. Now everybody will take. Look, people must go the way of the wrong. Don't forget that. People must go the way. It's wrong. But remember, you and me, we are children of light. We are not children of darkness. We cannot stop them from doing whatever they are doing. But we, Jesus said, my sheep, are you not a sheep? I believe you are a sheep, not goat. He said, my sheep hear my voice. When they hear you, they do what? They follow me. He said, the voice of stranger, they will never follow. Oh, maybe we will preach on that one of these days. Before the foundation of the world, God, have you ever studied the message, God reaching message? The prophet said, when a baby is born, he said, God put a seed in him. He said it's going to grow to that. He said that seed he put in at the message of the day of that child. What are you saying? From earth to glory, from glory to earth, back to glory. Salvation is of the Lord. Yeah, that is why we must love Jesus Christ without any reservation. Yeah, we must love him. Oh man, may God help us. Matthew chapter 7. We are reading from verse 24 to 29, which is the last verse. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the breeze blew, a bit upon that house, and it fell. A great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus had headed these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. May the Lord bless the reading for that portion of his word into our hearts. You can please be seated. That is God himself in the flesh talking. You say he talk as somebody and I have authority. He has authority both on earth and in heaven. He said, all power, both in heaven and in earth, have been given to me. Abraham said, if there is another God somewhere, it be a powerless God. Because all power on earth and in heaven is in the hand of Jesus Christ. One man was talking to Abraham. Many people don't know who a prophet is. Amos gave us an idea. He said, the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealed the secrets unto his servants, the prophets. Prophets wrote this Bible. That's why we know it's infallible from Genesis to Revelation. There's none of it that we think. This is the entire, complete, entire program of the Almighty God. Whether you believe it, you don't believe it, it will come to pass. If you don't believe it, you disbelieve it to your own detriment. If you believe it, you believe it for your own benefit. Amen. That is why the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave the begotten Son, that whosoever, maybe Brother Femi, maybe Brother Joshua, maybe Brother David, maybe Brother Sesson, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have. I told you that this everlasting is used, you know, in different ways. They said, it will not fit it. Like when he doesn't really fit it. Because he told us what everlasting is. Tell me one thing this message didn't teach us. Just tell me. It's not there. Even unto how you live with your wife in your bedroom. This message tell us. If you don't know, I go tell you. I can tell it right here. I'm an old man. You won't beat me. May God help us. Whosoever, the choice is yours. Amen. What we can kill our shame be. Do you know some people? The devil will so annoy them. Unknowing to them, they will say, Eru ti moti ru. Ile aye, o ti sumi. Moti je, moti jiya, moti jiya. Iya ti sumi. Mo fe lo simi. The commit suicide. I simi to, I be. Oh, long by long. The prophet said, the way your nature is, if you go in that nature, that is how you will ever be on the other side. That's why, see, they don't go, they don't commit suicide. Suicide is serpent seed work. Judas, show us. Let me tell you one thing. The grace that God, you know the prophet preached a message, the message of grace. You can stay on that message for 12 months. You will move out of it. Are you getting what I'm saying? Grace is a rebel. I must be honest with you. The Bible says it's not by works, lest any man should boast. So if you see anybody that is not doing well, don't boast. You better go to the corner and pray for the person. What you are is the grace of God that makes you what you are. Let me show you something. Abraham and Sarah, when they were traveling to what do you call it now? Jela. Remember, that was the grandma, 90 years old woman. It was after the visitation of Elohim that their bodies were changed. Grandma and grandpa, they were going to somewhere. Grandpa called grandma and said, you are very beautiful. These people, they don't know God. They will kill me and take you. Do me a favor. When we get there, grandma, tell them, I'm your brother and you are my sister, so that they don't kill me and take you. What is attractive in grandma? Their bodies. The prophet told us that the body of Abraham was dead. His hands were attached. His legs were attached. He was still walking. What was the body that dead? He could no longer live with his wife, as husband and wife. He God that created man, created woman, made the man potent. But though that was not his perfect will, he knew by foreknowledge is going to come to that. His perfect will was that Adam will come to a point and we speak if we conceive without us. Apostle. May God help us. But it was the serpent. God knew everything. The trials we are having now, he knows. The word that and the truth, we don't know, he knows. Not only that he knows, he has prepared you, he has prepared me to go through those trials successfully. Listen, I'm not saying it so that you'll be happy. I'm telling you because this is the truth. Listen very closely. Do you know the Bible tells us there is no temptation that comes to you which is not common to man. In this trouble, the next verse, but God is faithful. No temptation comes to you which is not common to a woman. He says, God is faithful. How do you put that together? He went for that to say, God will not allow temptation that will destroy you to come. Any temptation that comes, God will make a way by himself. Say, Bible, you know, quote, Shabbi Quran. He will make a way by himself for you to escape. From earth to glory, salvation is of the Lord. After he has made us sons and daughters, do you know he put his spirit in us, the spirit of truth? A child of God cannot be deceived. I don't care who you are. You can't deceive him. That is why, I think, where is that scripture again now? I think it's 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. Can you display it? Let's see whether what I'm saying is true. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you, church. All is well. We are what we are by the grace of God. We are moving forward. No devil, no demon, no theology, no nothing can stop us. We are going back to where we came from. Look at the scripture. He said, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. And you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things. And it's truth, and it's no lie. And even as it had taught you, ye shall abide in. So people get that scripture. I say, we don't need teachers in the church. The prophet said, you are missing on something. He said, God who put this one in the scripture also put it in Ephesians 4. He gave to some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. God put that inside of you as inner teacher. So whatever the teacher preaches from there, even if he preaches heresy, you will know. The people that came and preached is contrary to what Paul was preaching. The prophet said, the people that confronted them were not ministers. Hello? They were not ministers. That's what the prophet told us. He said, because the people have studied the message that Paul brought, they know it so well that if anybody comes, no matter how eloquent he is, some of us follow eloquence and not the revelations of the word. That's why when the message came, so people follow Coleman until they almost follow into the grave. May God have mercy. You go to their church, Brother Coleman said, who is Brother Coleman? The message that answered was about Brother Coleman. The man is not even qualified to be a true fivefold. A true fivefold will say only what the messenger had already said. At the stage, you see, I'm not better than anybody more. Tabaso, to buy my power, except alone, back by lying, you can't even kill us. God bless you. I say, God bless you. From heart of glory, our journey is in his hands. We say, what are you talking? Let me give you some examples. I know the time is not friendly with anybody. I talk about at the arrest of Peter today. No situation that is above God. When God came, no remember that prison. Soldiers surrounded that prison. God didn't ask, call one soldier, say, give me the key to this place. None of them. They didn't even know anything happened. Until they were instructed to bring out the people in the morning. They found that the people were not. The two soldiers, they were holding Peter as if he's an armed robber. When they woke up from their deep sleep, they didn't see the man. The chains were locked. They didn't open. But the man that you chained is gone. How can you explain that? Look, if God is for you, every power of the enemy will be paralyzed.
Who can explain them? Is it Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They hit that place several times. I used to say, why did they hit it a million times? If they have hit it a million times, what happened at that time? So we see it happen. They bowed their hands, they bowed their legs, they carried them. They opened the furnace. Immediately they opened the furnace, the heat killed them. I'm not saying they were wounded. The people that carried them were killed by the heat. That's what, is that not what the Bible says? The people they carried that they threw inside. And he continued the one being. Who do you call God? If you have a revelation of who God is, I'm telling you. They were like, where they were inside air conditioner. Do you know the place in the human body that burned very fast? Is the air. A single air on their head was not burned. Even the smell of the fire was not in their body. Until the king said, I want me to like to be a God opened his eye to see the miracle working God in the midst of the chief. Why were they put inside the place? The position they had, they did embezzle money, they did rabbi somebody's wife or somebody's daughter because of their faithfulness, their loyalty to their maker. Just do what is right. God will take care of the rest. And the man said, I can see four people. And the fourth one is like the son of God. Amen. What about Daniel? Kiloshi is loyalty to God. Don't be sincere. Don't be loyal to God. Every arrow of the devil will miss you. They serve the lions. But Abraham told this one where he was a hunter. He said, lion is a dreadful animal. He said, the one we used to hear in the zoo. He said, they are just making meal like cats. He said, if you see the real ferocious ones, he said, when a roar like this, he said, rock will be falling from mountain because of vibration. He said, before you say Jack Robinson, lion, we keep 12 men. I hope I'm not exaggerating. 12 men. He said, hunter, you know what to do. What's his job for you? Hongo Bogo, pull it by a dead man. Lion. He told, you are, what is already back. Kogukini and washi like a fool. And then when that happened, the story is not good to tell. But it's a Kogukini. But I want to say the Kogukini. I did it. Would you fool? May God help us. You see what that man tried to do? They stabbed lions. You know when you are hungry? You are really hungry. Sometimes you would have put some food inside your mouth before you remember you are not blessed with food. Then if you are sincere, say, God, the one I put inside, and the one the remaining, may you bless them. Why? It is hunger. Hunger down. Go down. That is why the people say, an hungry man is an angry man. But let me tell you, that is not true. If a Christian is hungry, it's not angry. What makes man angry is what is inside of him. Are you following me? That's what is inside of him. That's what makes him angry. If God is inside, every situation is under control. Yes, no situation can overcome you. Because why? He that is inside, who is resident there, is not there for fun. He's there to protect you. He's there to guide you. He's there to instruct. Go and study the message, a guide. Why did God give us the Holy Ghost? He's to guide us through this life journey. No matter the trap, Satan will say, you will overcome. God bless you, church. Say, God bless you. Now, the scripture we have just said something. Jesus has been talking from chapter 5 of Matthew. He continued his talk in chapter 6. And he was ending his talk in chapter 7. The place we read is where he ended his talk in chapter 7. It's a continuous sermon from chapter 5, chapter 6 to chapter 7. Then he now concluded by saying, any man that heareth these sayings of mine, don't apply it to chapter 5, 6, 7. It's the entire scripture. All the instructions. Are you following? He said, anyone that heareth them, I do them. He said, I like him to be a wise man who built his house. It's not just on top of the rock. It means more than that. You dig deep, you meet rock, and lay your foundation. Very good foundation. And remember, Christianity, the foundation of Christianity is faith. And faith is a revelation. And you cannot have revelation until you have the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost that gives us revelation. The rock. Hallelujah. What am I saying? He said, that man is a wise man. He has deep, he met rock, he laid his foundation. After the building of the house, the completion of it, rain come, a breeze blow, and the flood came. And then he said the house did not fall because it was founded on top of. He said the man is liking him to be a wise man. So this evening you have to examine yourself. Are you wise or you are foolish? I don't know. No more, because you've got to examine yourself. Now the other one, he said, the man that whosoever will hear these sayings of mine I will not do that. He said, I like you to be a foolish man who wanted to build house. He just built it on the surface of the earth. He said, we complete. All right. Rain will come. Flood will come. Breeze will come. He said, the house will fall. He said, great. We'll be there. I don't know you display it. Let me read it here to save my saliva. And the rain descended. And the floods came. And the wind blew. And beat upon that house. And it fell. And great was the fall of it. Brothers, sisters, we don't come to church for entertainment. It is not a social gathering. It is a gathering of candidates of heaven. Men and women that are made up their mind, they will follow Christ. Nobody forced them. But they had a gospel. They made up their mind. They will take Christ first. No matter your wife love you, if you ask her if she's spiritual, if you ask her, between me and Christ, who do you prefer? She will think over it. If she's spiritual, she will tell you I prefer Christ. That's the one who died for her. That's the one who gave her eternal life. That's the one who have got to prepare me, the first great city that we are going to dwell in eternally. Whose streets we are made to know is built of pure gold. Glory to God. These things are not fables. So if I go to a radio station, whether the one in Boba here or the one in anywhere, radio, I say, make some promises. Nobody will mind me. They say, eternal sorrow, who is it? They say, Engineer Makide, let him talk. Everybody will shake. That is the governor of the state. He talk, you know, obey. He can put you in cell. He can bypass all the judicial processes. I put you inside jail. Who are you to tell him he should take the matter to court? You be told to master. Not now. To bad tears, so papa boy, I will not journey. May God help us. What we are saying here is the word of God, and it is infallible. It will come to pass. So when you hear the word of God, don't just say, Pastor Loso, Obra Sam, Obra Femi Loso, Madam Wolo, Abra Joseph Loso, Madam Lo, but a man saying, they are talking their own. They are talking their own. They have their own. May God help us. If you hear the word of God, if you're a married woman and your relationship with your husband na zigzag, whether you are the breadwinner of the house, let's say the man is jobless, owo rent iwo lo so, owo onje iwo lo so, ka tolo n pese iwo lo fu ele, ta won mo baba and school iwo lo fu won lowo onje, if the school fees come na you go pay, as is your husband. That statement is not given on condition whether the man o ti yawere nile ko gbo anything, play your part. You can't give enough reason to God to convince him. Oro to so oni lati ipada tori oko mi o ma no mi o ma o fi mi se punching bag. You are telling stories. Toko ese ile niye iwo, what are you doing? It's not a condition. Toko eba no e disobey him, abuse him, cause him to his parents. If you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you will live by the instructions given by God. That is the only time you can pray for that man and God will answer. But you say, hey, o se mi bayi, o tu to si mi, mo ni suru, o te mi mole, mo ti ni suru, o mo mi loju. Sebi human being, there's end to human endurance. There is no end to Holy Ghost endurance. Holy Ghost will keep his word to the letter. Sebi, the prophet gave us an example of his sister that got married to a drunkard. How it happened, I don't know. You know, some sisters, when they arrived, they arrived for marriage, they can chuck in their head anywhere. You are rude. Don't chuck your head anywhere. Because the message told us, the prophet says, when you are going to marry, he say, pray very, very well. He said, because it could ruin your life completely. So, may God help us. Do you know baptism of the Holy Ghost is one of the requirements for marriage? That is actually when you become a Christian. You are not a Christian until you are filled with the Holy Ghost. You tell me, I tell the message church. And so what? Is the message inside of you? The message is not, I don't care. And you don't preach. I don't care much you study the message of the hour. You can have sleep last night. The prophet said you can read the Bible until you sleep with one. You are not converted. Where Jesus said, man slap you, turn the other one. If anybody says if you have a knife, want to do go to Mokwe. May God help us. Are you hearing me? You think this thing, are you saying, are you putting fear in us? No! I'm just reminding you of what our master said. Yeah, I was preaching somewhere in the US. I said, nobody can offend me. And I mean it. You can't offend me. Go anywhere. Try to slaughter my name. You can't even slaughter my name. Do you know why? If you want to do it, I will give an example of Jesus for you. When Jesus came here, everything he did, the way he came, the life he lived, was all scriptures fulfilled. Is that not so? Did they praise him? When he was born according to the promise of the scripture, did they not say he was born bastard? When he was anointed with the Holy Ghost with all power, he went about doing good. He never attended any what do you call it, funeral service. When he comes, he caught up the dead person. He raised him back to life. Did they praise him? They say it's because he was the chief of all the devils. Did that make him that? Just live a Christian life. They can attack you anything. Anybody that doesn't like you is the devil using the devil. The Bible says they can accuse you falsely. They can accuse you falsely. Let that not move you at all. Move on with God. Because the world that you are accountable to, he knows all things. He sees all things. That is why it is carnal believer that introduced tribalism into Christianity. Yobalele, Igbolele, went to see a minister somewhere. He was referring us to the problem between Azikiwe and Awolowo. A minister of this, I look at him twice. Only Ibilele Iwa. A minister that is pastoring an assembly in Mosofwe. God bless you. So what I'm trying to remind you of is that when you come to church, if you have been disobeying your husband, when you get to the house, say, my husband, I'm sorry, it is not deliberate. Or your fellow on your needs. Kneel down before him, ask him to pray for you. Or when you come to church, meet a minister, say, pray for me, this is my life. You come to church, that's it. And the prophet said, your best and your worst, you leave it at home. Is that not so? Your best and your worst, you leave it at home. The way you address your husband is at home. Not here. When we come here, it's shalom. Rasam, shalom. God bless you. Rasam, Joseph, shalom, shalom, shalom. When we say shalom, everybody shalom all around. Is it really shalom like that at home? Is it shalom like that at home? This is about saying mistakenly of Jao or we should start sleep that night. So my plan was to call what to my social wing. It's more painful than when you beat the person. I tell you, you go and see her in one corner. She will be here throwing missiles to each other. Then where is the Holy Ghost? Omo yi, aniko lo we fun ko lo tesile ko su. Eh? Okay, gboro. Approach him. He won't go, they don't work for money. Even our told us we can enter kitchen and help our wives. Let me give you a testimony. My wife is sitting there. When we newly married, I think the mother came to. No, it was my stepfather that came. No, he's from the village. After all, we have to pound here. But he's not used to this rice. And he will cut off full rice in my village. But oh, yeah, yeah. When oh, yeah, yeah, any rice. Because they can eat part of the money. It is that. You know, if it's in the evening for 1 week, as long as the yam is available. So when he came to visit us, I will tell my wife, go and put yam on the fire. Nobody, you know, call me. When it's done, she will call me. I will just go to the kitchen, pound the yam. So I was young. The party of the yam, I'm telling you, ask her. It was special for the yam. So my stepfather was watching this thing. When he came back, I just laughed. I told them, who told me about if you say that? Who told me about if you say that? If you don't bring the soup, it's wahala. They didn't know there is a difference between Christians and non-Christians. When somebody told me, I tell the person, it is a nice testimony. When he killed me, he didn't come home to say, you see me beating her. I say, at least the home is in peace. Whether by serving her or she serving me, peace in her faith. That's how I did it. Because they are unbelievers, there's no way you can tell them. Don't understand what you are saying. One time the mother came. When she went back, she went and told the people, since Tofu Walaye, he has never seen husband and wife live that the way those people. What am I talking? Brothers and sisters, Christianity is not it's not something you play with. It's Christ coming to live in you. But Abraham said, Holy Ghost will not behave in this brother and misbehave in this brother. He bring all of us to the character of God. May God help us. If you are a child of peace, There must be peace anywhere you go. Yes, there must be peace. Somebody cannot come and tell me now that your wife is like this. Are you talking to me about my wife? Do you know she was 22 when I married her? The last birthday she had is 70. Do you know the difference? Olojokoye, I know her better than any of her relations. She has stayed in my house more than she stayed in the father's house. Is that not true? God bless you. I say God bless you. Oh man, I'm too close. The title of my message is A Wise Man and a Foolish Man. That's the title of my message. A Wise Man and a Foolish Man. So you can choose which one you want to be. Jesus said, if you hear my word and you keep it, you obey it. You allow it to rule you. Say you are a wise person. You are building your house on top of the rock. Rock means revelation. You want to take it that way. Even if you want to say you dig deep amid rock, it still says the same thing. Physicality is tied. He said, rain will come. Can you bring it up again, sir? Matthew 7. Therefore, whosoever means whosoever, whether church member, whether minister, whether apostle, whether prophet, whether evangelist, whether pastor, is part of this whosoever. Sometimes many of you think ministers are special. No! The Bible says, you that preaching the man shall not commit adultery. Are you guilty of what? Are you think you shall escape the judgment of God? Hello? There is a big Pentecostal minister in this country. I will mention name. So, when I was preaching in the US, I will tell the people, are you streaming? He said, yes. I said, Timofeso, let me swallow it. I tell you, there are some statements you make, you will not come back. Before you know what's happening, you just see a car come. Say my move. I don't do so anywhere, I don't do so somewhere. What am I saying is that, look, Ibo Moso, you didn't know? Can you remind me? Many of you think when ministers stand here, he's just yelling on you. What is preaching to you? He's preaching to himself. Do you know the Bible said the word of God is a two-edged sword? He caught one brain and coming. What do we do that God will call sin? If ministers do it, it is also sin. I've never had a hard message. It is where corrections come that we say message. Then you don't even know the scripture. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it's profitable for correction, for instruction, for rebuke, that the man of God might be what? You know how you live with your wife at home. You know. Many of you, we hide under the umbrella and the head. Praise God. You have a scripture to hide. But don't forget the other scripture too. That says that you should love her as Jesus loved the church and gave his life. Do you know you are the pastor of your wife at home? Do you know the Bible says you will give account of her to God? She's not going to give account of herself to God, account of you to God. It is you who will give account of her. So to be head, the only time you can be correct head is Christ himself is your head. Then Christ who is your head will guide you on how to be the head of the woman. Hello? Moropi, shake his parents' suit. Down below. God bless you. I say God bless you. So this is my testimony that I brought from US. Amen. This is my testimony that anywhere I went, I saw God blessing his people. I remain loyal to Christ, to the message, to the bride. Because the Bible says, both the spirit and the prophet and the bride, they will do what? Say the same thing. God bless you, church. May your believing this message take you through the rapture. May you never be left behind. May that not be your portion. Shalom. I say shalom. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, to Jesus, the Son, and give me the glory greatest they have done. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Yes. Let the earth hear his voice. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Yes, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, to God bless you. Till we see again on Wednesday, God willing. Yeah. May the Lord go before you. Go by your side. Guide the step you take. I frustrate every plan of the enemy. I hide you under the blood. Where the enemy can do you no harm. Amen. God bless you. I wish I had God under the blood. I wish I had God under the blood. Happy day. I wish I had God under the blood.
Let's go. and the end. His name is pronounced the face of faces. The everlasting Father. Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. 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 Yes, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah.
God bless you, church. May the Lord go home with us, and may the week be a blessing to us. May God bless students, bless workers, bless businessmen and women, bless housewives, and keep us away from all evil. When we have a you can be seated. We have a bad news that we must announce. Remember, the prophet has told us that you are dead. He said the believer is not what? It's not defeated. The news came that this morning, I think, that this morning that Abraham Philip showed like a person. Where, like I've been saying, whatever you are now, whatever you will ever be, is what God make you. There's nothing you can do to improve yourself. Leopard, no matter how much he lick his skin, he can't change his spots. The more you eat, the brighter the spots. And he called the bay. So, I think the officers went there. I don't know whether they are back. The officers are not back. They go to the house of the sister's house to get information of what the burial will be. Brothers and sisters, each time we talk about death, somebody will say, you are wasting your energy. The one that brought you here, not by our Lord, you should be here. You know, people, they have money. When there is a problem, here, they rush the person to the U.S. Praise God. People that are living in the U.S., they are dying. So, but I wonder those that are treating people in the U.S. They said, God, that they die. Because it is thus says the Lord. But the only thing is that when you are in Christ, you have eternal life. As the prophet said, you cannot die as God cannot. So, shalom. That is why the scripture was telling us that as we guide them that sleep, he said, don't sorrow like the people that have no hope. Have been some funeral services, the people will try or manage. By the time they want to lower the corpse, the person we are crying for is not there. That is the body he lived in. In the light of the message of the Bible, that is not the man. You are not reading that. It is somebody that was living in that body. Immediately he closes his eye again. He's in another body. It depends on who he is. When he's in another body, he's either, if he, all his life, he has lived a life traveling toward that one path. The prophet said, when a man wants to die, he said, two angels appear. I was talking to somebody. He said, everything you say in a message, I said, what else do you want me to say? After the Bible says, let the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ become your conversation. He said, two angels will come. One red from Satan, one white from God. They don't argue. If the man was a drunkard, the wife will just look by. It is the red one. He carry his property. But if he's a Christian, red, he doesn't have any chance at all. Woman, find the red one. The prophet said, I have witnessed people die. Say if they are Christians, they are singing the praises of God. He said if they are unbelievers, they are fighting demons. Everything we say, the choice is yours, whichever way you want to go. Let's bow our head and offer a word of prayer. Father, we just want to thank you for one of our colleagues, Brother Philip Shonaike by name. Yours, just like every one of us, we might not have hard times like he went through, but he confessed he knew you. I knew him when I was a bachelor, we knew each other. He has gone through so many things in life. Finally, we believe that it is time for him to go home and you have taken him. We just pray, oh Father, may you give him rest in the name of Jesus Christ. We commit the relation to your hands today. Just be simple with us so that if there is any contribution we can make, we will make it. Thank you, Father. Each time we hear that somebody passes like that, it should be a question mark. Supposing that is me, am I really ready? God help us. May the week be fine. May the Wednesday be glorious. take us home safely. The blessings we receive today, may they be permanent in our lives. May we not be forgetful hearers. Give us grace to assimilate your word and live by the same, that we might be counted among the wise ones. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Say amen, 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 amen. Oh, blessings and glory, glory we don't put. I honor it, power, the man.
For the Lord.